now I'll read this letter from Bristol. It said the Christmas season will be a period of blessing and happiness for many people. Among the fortunate ones are we at Bristol Memorial School, for we are blessed with your friendship and help. By your generous financial assistance or donation of food and equipment, you have done much to increase the happiness and welfare of our dependent and neglected boys. Thus, we offer this report, which we hope will increase your happiness at this holy season. In the spirit of Christ's love for the little ones, you have enabled us to consider some 375 applications during this year. Of these, 196 received some counseling, 179 lived in our home and benefited from our Better program in Bristol. The abandoned, the orphaned, and the neglected composed a group of 73 boys completely dependent upon community support. Another 34 boys need some form of community assistance. Others needed only the benefits of the training and education provided by our program. Each boy had a need, and you helped us meet that need. Just how do we use your generosity to make our program effective with each boy? Since knowing, loving, and serving God is the basis for all happiness, our program helps the boys realize that their pledge of loyalty to God is their faithful adherence to His law. Our education program, while offering more help to all students, now provides special assistance for the 40 slow and untrained readers by the adoption of new techniques and the addition of counseling services for both the boys and their families. Our staff can help a greater number resolve their personal and family problems. Finally, as we can provide the material, more boys can benefit from contact with our volunteer assistants in the social and activity program. We feel that in 1964, our program improvements have meant more help and a better quality service for the Bristol boys. Although much must be done and much more financial assistance is needed, we are grateful for the opportunity to assist these boys. We are likewise grateful to our Heavenly Father who has given us the tremendous responsibility, yet not without His blessing and the assistance of you, our kind friends. Thus, at the holy season, both the boys and the staff will continue to remember you in our prayers and pledge our best efforts to continue meriting your confidence. Sincerely yours, Reverend Brother Charles J. Avendo, Superintendent. That was a real nice letter, Daddy, and they have sent me several nice letters through the year. I sent you the other ones, but since I'm sending this tape, I thought I'd just read it to you.
Nothing. So actually something bad did happen to me. A peeping Tom called me on the phone, hysterically begging me to draw my shade. He said he was eating.
This is really a crazy recording, isn't it, Daddy? That was Phyllis Diller. She was on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. I was watching it while I was doing my ironing, and I always get such a big kick out of her, I had to turn it on. Mike and Nancy came by this evening. They had done some Christmas shopping and went out and bought their tree. I guess I'll have to go out tomorrow or Sunday and get a tree. I don't think I'm going to get too big of a one. One thing, I don't want to spend all the money, and for another thing, we don't need it. This is quite a small apartment, and there's no place to put it anyway. So, tonight, I got all my ironing done, every speck of it, down to the bottom of the basket. Now, tomorrow, I've got to wash again. Getting so sick of going to these washaterias, I could scream. That's the first thing we want, Daddy, when we get settled in Georgia, is a nice new washer where I can just stay in the house and put it in and go and get it and not have to drive all over town and everything else. So, that's my problems about my washer.
Daddy, here it is, Saturday already. Waiting for the mailman to come. I'd get a letter or something even from Saigon or Bangkok, and nothing came. Last night, I made a cookie dough, gave each of the kids a big clump of it, and they all rolled out and cut out and baked their own cookies. They put sugar on them and camp and all kinds of goodies. They really had a good time. They took two whole hours in the kitchen making cookies, so they made the Christmas cookies this year. Only trouble is, I could hardly get into the kitchen when they were done. I had dough hanging off of everything and all over the place. So, today's Saturday, and we had a tremendous, and I mean a beautiful, beautiful snowfall. 4 to 5 inches of snow fell, light and fluffy and dry and beautiful. And the children got up, ate their breakfast, and went outside and just had a ball. They played out there until lunchtime. Came in for lunch, went right back out again. I was watching Cindy today while Albina works, and then they went to the movies for a little while, came back, went right back outside. They're out there right now. So we really had a beautiful, beautiful day today. While they were outside playing, I was sewing up Sean's pajamas. Last pair I'm making for Christmas. They're almost done now. Got the bottom done and most of the top. So I got quite a bit done. We've already had our dinner. The dishes are already done. And I'm sitting here alone in the house looking at the Christmas lights and decorations. I haven't got my tree yet. I'll have to either look tomorrow or Monday. So, Daddy, I'm just sitting here resting and thinking of you. I did receive a nice Christmas card and letter from Marilyn. Remember Marilyn and Bill Alexander? I'll read it to you. Received your card and was so highway through Nebraska. We are not going through Nebraska.